Good Sunday morning and welcome to Getting in the Know. The Ligoti Tribune went out of circulation about 5 years ago. Then Courtney Hewitt came along and did a great job with Martin County Journal. That's been gone for a while. So there's been a void in news for Ligoti and Martin County for quite some time. But we've got a gentleman we're going to meet who has changed all of that. His name is Jared Sullivan. We're going to find out a little bit about him and his online newspaper, the Martin County Courant. Some of you are very familiar with it. But Jared, first of all, thanks for doing this. It does fill a void in Martin County, no question about it. Let's find out a little bit about yourself. Again, your name's Jared Sullivan, but tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, so I graduated from Ligoti in 2021 and then went on to go to VU, or Vincennes University, 2023 for a degree in music recording. But other than that, I mean, this is a pretty new thing for me to report on news and stuff, but yeah.
So how did it come about? I mean, what was it? Was it a thought in your head, or did you just keep hearing people talk about the void and we need something like this? But how did you get involved in this?
Yeah, so I heard that the Martin County Journal had went out of publication in like September last year, and during that time, I'd just been working at a t-shirt printing place and just, you know, just going to work and stuff. And my mom, like, reached out to me, and my stepdad, he is in contact with somebody in the community named Brent Corder. And he was talking about how they were looking for somebody to try to start a new newspaper in the county, but that nobody was really wanting to do it. And I thought that I think I could probably do that. So...
Why did you think you could probably do it? Did you have any sort of background in this, whether it's the technology, whether it's an interest in news, in school, journalism, any background whatsoever?
I have a good bit of experience in graphic work on the computer. So, like, I used to design t-shirts and stuff and do just digital art. And I've done writing in my free time, but never anything so, like, formal, like, reporting the news. But I thought I could probably figure it out, and it seemed like a good opportunity to try something new.
How many hours a week would you say you put into this Martin County Courant?
It's all spread out pretty sparsely, but I'd say around, like, probably at least 10 hours a week. It just depends on what there is going on in the week. So if there's like public meetings, like city council, Ligoti City Council, or like the county council commissioners, that stuff can take way longer, like just because those meetings run so long. And I'm going through them, like watching the Zoom meetings and writing about them, and those can be very time consuming. Mm-hmm. So that's what honestly takes up most of the time. Putting together the paper doesn't take too long. It's just... I don't know.
Yeah, well, we're nosy people, curious people. Let me say that. So we like the police reports, right? We like to know who passed away in our community. We like to know the meeting notes from the council meetings and such. How do you gather that information?
So a lot of that stuff is sent to me from, like, for example, the police department. They have somebody that writes up all their calls to them, and the funeral homes, they send obituaries to me. And I guess there's a lot of other newspapers that will charge for obituaries, so they seem pretty eager to send it to me, and I put them in for free, you know. So it's not too much trouble to get that sort of information just sent to me.
One thing you do not do, and you told me you will not do, and I'm in total agreement with you, editorials, opinions, it's not something that you want to get into. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, my goal with the paper is to keep it as unbiased as possible, and I feel like there's just plenty of other places that you can find opinion pieces or what people think about things, and especially with social media, it's just everywhere. And my goal with the paper is to just kind of get the stuff that people want to know, you know, not just a bunch of extra stuff, mm-hmm. like what I think about one thing or another, you know.
But you do, you said you do get people who send you this. You just tell them thank you for sending it, but you can't print it.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm willing to engage with people over email about things, but I don't want to publish just, you know, your opinion on something just because everyone has differing views on things, and people don't really, or in, if I was reading the newspaper, I think I would be kind of turned off personally by seeing if there was an opinion I didn't agree with or something, and I just want to avoid that if possible.
But the key, it sounds like, is collaboration, getting cooperation, I should say, from the city, from the county, from the community, of course. Think about that very first newspaper you had online, and tell me how long ago that was here as you go along. But how did you get the information to put in, and what's it look like today compared to that very first article?
Yeah, so I think it looked a little more rough back then. I started it in late February.
Okay, so it's still only just a few months.
Yeah, this is about like the third month or so of publication. And back then, it wasn't too dissimilar of a process to what I have now. I think on the front page, and I try to have better front page articles, but then I didn't have very much at all to report on because I hadn't established connections yet. Just had like a commissioner's meeting or something, and the way that I get that information is just watching the meetings online and sort of taking notes on them, and then eventually just trying to take out all the discussion and just put like what they were trying to talk about and what the result of that was. So.
And the each subscription or each online paper comes out on Friday, is that right? And how do people access this if they want this online newspaper?
Yeah, so you can go to the website if you'd like to sign up for it. It is www.themartincurrent.com, and current is spelled kind of weird. It's spelled C-O-U-R-A-N-T. And there's also a Facebook, also just called The Martin Current, and I post them on there as well. So if you don't want to subscribe to an email list, you can just access the issues there. And also, if you want to, if you or somebody you know doesn't really use the internet, you can go to the Ligoti Library, and they're happy to print it out for you.
You know, I think that's key. It's fantastic. You're looking at all types of people, you know, those who are interested in getting on the internet, those who are interested in getting email, but those who like the old paper copy, right? Yeah. They can come to Ligoti Public Library. What a great service that is, that the library does that for you to make copies. You can stop in on Fridays or the subsequent week and get it. You have to be appreciative of the I'm assuming they just did that. You probably didn't ask them to. They just do the copies?
No, yeah. I think after the first issue, maybe, they just emailed me and asked if they could do that. And I said, yeah, that's great. Because, I mean, that's just more people that it can reach, you know.
It's called the Martin County Current, but right now, do you feel like you're getting more information from Ligoti than you are from Shoals? Or do you see the two coming together? What's your hope in that way?
Yeah, I would ideally like to be able to report on each equally, but there just seems, at least that I find, a lot more news to report on in Ligoti. So like monthly city council board of works meetings and, I don't know, just more people kind of talking about it online. I try to report on Shoals whenever I see things to report, but and also one thing, you'll see a lot of stuff about the Ligoti schools in there, probably less during the summer since they're going to be out, but they send me a lot of stuff, and the Shoals school I tried reaching out to and haven't really gotten too much, so I have less Shoals stuff in there as a result of that, but I don't try to actively make it only a Ligoti paper, you know. I'd like it to make a county paper, you know, because it's the Martin Current, not just the Ligoti, whatever.
But we do have to remember there actually is a Shoals newspaper, right? So I know that they do submit that. But Shoals people, businesses, what have you, if you would like to get involved with another news source, Jared Jermann in the Martin County Courant, let's talk about that. How's it funded? I know you get sponsors, right? That's the idea. That's how to keep it alive. If somebody wanted to sponsor the Martin County Courant, or have an ad, I guess is probably a better way to say it. How do they do that?
Yeah, so you can just reach out to me at my email. It's news@themartincurrent.com, and we can discuss it from there. But yeah, like sponsoring is the biggest way of funding the paper. Advertising helps too, and if you want to advertise just for like a few weeks or something, you can also reach me at the same email, news@themartincurrent.com. And we can I'm happy to discuss the details with anyone that is looking to sponsor the paper, because it can be, if you sponsor it, you'll get advertising in it, like, for a whole year span, and if you don't have advertisements yourself, I'm happy to make the advertisements for you, or make any accommodations I can to make it as easy as possible for you.
And really, the only way you can continue to do this long-term and sustain it is to get those advertisers, to get those sponsors. Is that fair to say? Because I'm sure that you enjoy it to some extent, but it still becomes work at some point too, right?
Yeah. I mean, my grandma's described it this way before, is that I'm not doing it for my health. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's a great service and I'm happy to do it, but I do, you know, we need funding for it to be able to keep it going.
You mentioned your mom and I think stepfather and grandma. So let's find out a little bit more. Who are those people? Because this is a small town. People might know them.
Yeah, so my mother is Tammy Woody, mm-hmm. and my stepfather is Jim Woody. And Jim Woody has a lawn mowing service, Woody's Lawn Service, if you've seen that around town. Mm-hmm. He was kind of a crucial role for me even getting into it, hooking me up with Brent Corder from Edward Jones, and he really helped me, Brent Corder did, getting things off the ground and being my first sponsor.
Yeah, Brent was the one that I had talked to, or he had talked to me about how do we do this. Little did I know that he found you, and I think it's a terrific find. What do you envision this to look like if you're still with it 2 years from now, as opposed to what it is now? Is there anything you'd like to see that you'd like to see this paper grow, or online paper?
Yeah, I'd like to do more. I think it'd be a really cool idea to kind of write more historical stuff in the paper, like kind of just kind of documenting the sort of history of the county, to make it not only just a paper for current events, but one where you can read on just things that have happened, you know, throughout history in the mm-hmm. county. Because I think the county has a very interesting and very long history, you know.
That's music to the ears of a lot of people, but particularly Bill Green. He's our kind of Martin County historian. I guarantee you, if he knows that, he'll love to share so much history that you will say, "Hey, please, Bill, that's probably enough." But I think that that's very admirable, though, that you at such a young age would like to see that. And I think that we can make that happen. So yeah. That's terrific. Martin County Courant. What's that mean? What's Courant mean? Courant.
Yeah. If you notice, if you see the branding of the newspaper, it's very like old-timey looking. And Courant, it just sounds, I mean, it's not too deep of a name. It just sounds like an old-timey newspaper, you know. Mm-hmm. I just wanted it to not be something like the Martin County Times or the, I don't know, just like Martin County something. I wanted it to be a little different.
Did you make the name up, or was it actual, is that what they called newspapers back in the day?
It's a name. There's a lot of names for newspapers, but it's not like an actual historical one that's like founded in Martin County history or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just, I thought it was a interesting name, but it's also kind of confusing because I feel like when I say Courant, it just sounds mm-hmm. like Courant, which mm-hmm. sounds like it also could be a newspaper name, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's got a double meaning, because I know you say it a little bit different, Courant versus Courant, but you're putting in current news. Yeah. Putting in all that. So if somebody wanted to submit an article, which I do, I've got some things that I'd like to submit. How do I do that?
So you can reach out to me at my email, news@themartincurrant.com. And I'd be happy to publish a lot of things. I mean, except for opinion articles, really. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like if there's a nonprofit thing you want, like somebody wants to promote, or I don't know, just like other local news.
Yeah. I had a thought. I'd lost it there as you were talking, but obviously, pictures. So if I wanted to submit a picture to you, just like it might be in a newspaper, no problem?
Yeah. You can email it to me, and or if you don't use email or something, over email I can give you my phone number, and I have some people that send me pictures that way. But yeah, just any means to send it digitally, you know.
Mm-hmm. Anything we didn't talk about, Jared, that you'd like to talk about? We're very interested in promoting this. I think it's a great thing. I think it's an admirable thing that you're doing. We want people to get involved, but before they get involved, they have to know about it. So I think you've gotten it off to a good step. Hopefully this will help among other means, but anything else you want us to know about the Martin County Courant that maybe we didn't speak of today?
I can't really think of anything right now.
You will.
Yeah.
Well, Jared, I think it's terrific. I think it fills the void that we've been looking for. I think people just have to find it. And again, one more time, how can they find the Martin County Courant? And if not only find it, but of course get it every Friday.
Yeah, so you can go to my website, which is www.themartincurrant.com, spelled current spelled C-O-U-R-A-N-T. And we have a Facebook that is just The Martin Courant. And either place, you can access every issue. And the website, you can sign up for an email subscription, which is free. I don't know if I mentioned that. It's all free. That doesn't cost any money. I do take donations, but there's no charge for anything. And you can also, in person, if you live in Ligoti, you can go to the Ligoti Library, and they will be happy to print out the issues for you. I don't know about the Shoals Library, but I'm sure they would, I would imagine.
Well, Jared, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. Thank you for your time this morning. And good luck with the Martin County Courant. We hope it's something that sticks around a long time. So much, in fact, that maybe you need some help at some point in the near future. Jared, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we've gotten to know the man behind the Martin County Courant. I know for one, I was wondering, who is this guy? Who's putting this out? Doing a great job. And it's Jared Sullivan. Ligoti High School graduate, what year again, Jared?
2021,
still a young man. So check it out, the Martin County Courant. Now you've gotten in the know. Have a great week.